Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. I am so grateful that you're my Lord and my God. And Father, as this word goes out today, I ask you to bless it. I ask you to give your people revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from the mighty word of the living God, so that as your word goes out, may you bless it to their hearts and their minds, that they may come into a closer walk with you. Now, Lord, I praise you for the privilege to have been given this great and wonderful revelation that you've given me from your word, and may every word that I speak today be inspired by the Holy Spirit, so there'll not be one single mistake. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this last week, we've been talking about the book of Matthew. Actually, the last couple of weeks, there is some very, very wonderful things in this book of Matthew. It is just awesome what's in this book. But we're coming to Matthew chapter 7. I talked just a little bit about this yesterday, and I want to continue on here. I know that I can read the Word of God over and over and over and over and still never get the fullness of the meaning of the text. But the more I meditate on these verses in Matthew 7 that I'm going to talk to you about today, the greater becomes the revelation of what he means here. He's been talking about us asking in prayer, us walking holy before him, you know, us doing all the things he tells us to do, to serve him, to do what he says and everything. And he's telling us all of these things we're supposed to do, what we can ask for in faith, but he is definitely putting a demand on we walking holy before him. We are to produce good fruit, and the tree, which is us, the body, it cannot be good and bad. It's either going to produce bad fruit or good fruit. And he's been telling us all these things about what we can do, who we are, telling us the consequences, that if we do what he says, we will inherit, we will walk that straight in our path, and we can enter the kingdom. And if we do not, you know, we shall be cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And even some people with bad trees, they produce rotten fruit, but still they had been casting out devils, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, using the name of Jesus to get it done. And they went to him and told him, you know, that, Lord, why can't we come in? He said, I never knew you. They said, but Lord, we cast out devils in your name. We did all these wonderful things. He said, depart from me, you doers of iniquity or wickedness. I never knew you. So when you see certain people in the church, that he says these people are ravaging wolves in sheep's clothing. You need to be very, very cautious as a son or a daughter of the King as to where you go to church and what you hear taught. Because it's amazing, absolutely amazing what people that profess to be Christians do. So be very careful who you listen to. Make sure that their fruits are good. You know, and that what they say is happening is happening. That's just like the other day. I was asked to come to New York. And now there was a lawyer, a great young man of God. He's a lawyer, and he's never seen these kind of miracles. So they heard about them. They got some of my videos. They listened to them. Although the videos and the teachings on the audio and the videotapes and everything that I sent them appeared to line up with their Bible, they had never seen any miracles today. So they wanted to know if these things were real. So they called my office and talked to my secretary, and they wanted to know if I would be willing to give them names and phone numbers of people they could call that had received miracles or healings, whatever. And so I said, of course. And so we gave them four, five, or six. But one of those people I gave them the name for was a man down in Manny, Louisiana, by the name of Johnny Brumfield. Now, Johnny, he's a Baptist. Him and his wife go to Baptist church. They appear to be wonderful Christian people. But 2 years ago, well, it would have been 2 years ago, I was down there in March, and the gentleman told me, he said, in June, it will be 2 years ago that a tractor ran over my legs and crushed my knees. And the doctors say I will never walk again. Well, that night I spent 2 hours teaching these mighty promises of God's Word. What He says He will do if we repent of our unbelief and call on Him in faith, nothing wavering. Now, Jesus clearly told you and me in John 14:13-14, as well as many other places in the Word of God, just like we just read here in Matthew 7, He's talking about asking, knocking, seeking, and it shall be ours. Well, I mean, there's many, many places in the Scripture teach these mighty things. So I went over to John 14:13-14 that day, and I asked the Father in the name of Jesus, according to John 14:13-14, to restore and heal Johnny Brumfield's legs, his knees, and make them whole. And I said, Lord, thank you, it's done. I said, Johnny, do you agree with that? He said, I most definitely do. Now see, Jesus said, again in Matthew 18:19, another one of these great and awesome promises, that if two of us on earth could ask Him or would ask Him for anything in faith, He would do it. So we got so many of these magnificent promises. And so I actually used John 14:13-14 for Johnny, and I knelt down and prayed the prayer of faith for him. And as I asked the Father in the name of Jesus to restore his legs and make them completely whole, I thanked the Lord for doing it. Now the Lord tells us right here, we got to act on His Word. We got to act on His Word. We got to do what He says. So, after praying for Johnny, I asked him what that stuff was that was around his legs I could feel under his pants. And he said, that's the steel braces to hold my legs straight so I could stand up with someone's help. I said, well, if you believe God, you don't need those no more. So he said, I believe God. I said, okay. I said, take those things off. So Johnny Brumfield from Manny, Louisiana, he pulled his britches leg up and he took all that steel off and threw it down on the floor. I said, now then, sir, take my hand and stand. And he took my hand, and I said, now in the name of Jesus, I command you to walk. Well, when I lifted him up, he said, oh, my goodness, it hurts. I said, I know it's going to hurt. The devil is going to make it hurt. The devil's going to do everything he can to get you to doubt the word of the living God. But I said, don't you go there. You believe God. He said, I believe God. I said, okay, then, walk in the name of Jesus. I gave him a little tug, and he stepped out, and he walked. And he took another step. I kept giving him little tugs, and after three or four steps, I said, you're on your own. I turned him loose, and he walked around the podium three times, and then realizing he was completely healed, he broke and ran to the back door of the church and then came all the way back to the front screaming, God is awesome. Well, of course, I've told that on video and audio tapes because it's wonderful to see Jesus do those kind of wonderful things. It's certainly Him doing it. It's not me. But anyway, I'm doing it by faith in the name of Jesus. So anyway, this lawyer, he wanted to ask us to come to New York, and he wanted to know if there was any names of anybody that I had that he could talk to. So this is one of the ones we gave him. We gave him several. And while we were up there, we were riding down the road in a car, and I told the story to everybody in the car. And this lawyer looked over me, and he said, you know, and I called that guy. And what Thurman's telling you is the truth. This man that he's talking about is real. And I talked to both him and his wife, and they both agreed that all these things happened when Thurman prayed for this man. Well, that night at a prayer meeting, there was a woman there that was 81 years old. And when she came in with a cane, she was weak, she could barely walk, she was bent over. So she came and sat down to service. She sat there for about 2 or 3 hours while I taught the Word of God. And then I said, does anybody need prayer? She said, "Sir, would you come over here and pray for me?" She couldn't even get up to come where I was. I said, "Sure." So I walked over there to where she was, and I said, "What can the Lord do for you?" She said, "Well, I want you to pray for my eyes." I said, "Okay. What's wrong with your eyes?" So she told me, and so I prayed, and I asked the Father in Jesus' name to be merciful to her eyes and to heal them, restore them. And then the Holy Ghost came upon me, and I said, "And you also have a back problem." I said, "I command your back to be straight and ever disc and everything be in perfect alignment, and every artery and everything, every blood vessel and everything be in exactly the right place, and every nerve in the right place, and your back be perfectly normal from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet." And I said, "Oh, by the way, your arms. I see there's something wrong with your arms." I asked the Lord, Father, in Jesus' name to restore her arms. I said, "Thank you, Lord, it's done." And when I said that, bam, I heard her back pop. And she jumped up, and she jumped right straight up. She said, "How did you know I had back trouble?" I said, "Ma'am, I didn't know, but Jesus did." And she said, "And my goodness, I had two bad rotator cuffs on my arms and could hardly move my arms." And she said, "I am healed all over." Well, praise God. Everybody began to jump up and down and praise God. But the next afternoon when she came back to service, no cane, walking upright, straight. I told her, I walked over and shook her. I said, "Ma'am, you look like a 50-year-old tonight." She said, "And I feel like a 50-year-old tonight." Isn't that amazing what God will do for us if we'll just believe His Word? Now then, He's telling us here in Matthew 7, and He says, 24 says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, will I liken unto him unto a wise man which has built his house upon a rock." A wise man that built his house upon a rock. Now the rock we built our house upon is Jesus. He is the rock. There is no other rock besides Christ. He is the rock. He is the only one that's worthy to do these things. He's the only one that can do these things. And when you praise Him and worship Him and read His Word and seek Him just like He said, you will begin to treat your body, your temple, you will treat it like He says, and then He will keep it strong and safe, and no devil of hell will be able to come against your flesh. Remember that Jesus said in 1 John 5:18, "My children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil. And the evil one, which is Satan, can not touch you. So whatever you do, walk holy before God." Now then, if you would like any of our teachings, we have many video, audio, CDs, DVDs. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. All you got to do is call us, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. Now, TLSM stands for The Living Savior Ministries. There you can fill out a form. We'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.